Tonight in Los Angeles, the Latin Music Grammys make a reappearance. Last year's awards program, which was to have taken place on September 11th, was canceled. Colombian artists have dominated this year's Latin music scene and received a lion's share of the nominations, but the industry is experiencing dropping sales. Joining us to talk about it is Leila Cobo, a writer for Billboard magazine. Welcome, Ms. Cobo.
Hi, John.
The Latin Grammys are now 3 years old. How important are they to the Latin music industry? What kind of impact have they had?
It's still hard to measure their impact because this is really only the second Grammy since there was no award show last year. But the industry, you know, is supporting them. They have the Grammy name. They're excited about them. And the artists certainly are very excited about them.
Mm-hmm. Colombian artists have had a very successful year. As we said before, they've dominated the Grammy nominations. A bit of a contrast to the kind of year their home country's had. It continues to be racked by violence and civil war.
Yes, it does. And actually, I'm Colombian, so I'm very happy to see my artists doing well. But it's really the new wave of music that I see coming out now is from Colombia. And not only because you have these high-profile artists, but because the music itself is influencing a lot of other Latin music that is being made. A lot of music made in Mexico is hugely influenced by Colombian music.
Among the big artists are Shakira, who will be performing tonight, and Carlos Vives, who's been nominated. Maybe we should hear a little bit of his music.
All right. Carlos Vives is not a new artist, and in the Latin music, he's extremely well-known, extremely established. He actually won a Grammy this year in February, and you know, he's a star in the Latin music industry. Maybe he's not that familiar to listeners of English language music, but you know, he's a major star in the Latin music world.
Let's talk a little bit about veteran Cuban vocalist Celia Cruz. She's grabbed a bunch of nominations this year. She's been described as a cross between Ella Fitzgerald and Aretha Franklin, which is pretty high praise. And she's 70 years old, which is quite amazing. Maybe we should give people a chance to hear a little bit of her. What would you suggest?
The song that has a lot of nominations is called La Negra Tiene Tumbao, and it's a great song because it's very contemporary, has a hip-hop edge, has some rapping in the middle, and this woman at 70 years old pulls it off.
Esa negrita que va caminando, esa negrita tiene su tumbao, y cuando la gente la va mirando, ella baila de lado, también apretado, apretado, apretado.
La negra tiene tumbao.
Azúcar.
How has Celia Cruz managed to stay so fresh at 70 years old?
Celia Cruz is a marvel, and one of the things that she's done through the years is she always records new music. And of course, she has a voice to die for. Every opportunity she gets, she sings live, and she sounds exactly the same like she did, you know, when she was in her 20s.
I understand there's a trend toward a greater use of English by Latin artists. Is this eroding the Latin music scene, do you think?
It totally erodes the Latin music scene because you have fans who may switch to English, and then it's hard to draw them back. On the other hand, it can also attract fans from the English side to buy into Spanish. And as of now, several artists who have tried that cross have been able to switch back and forth. A good case in point right now is Marc Anthony, who's in the middle of his U.S. tour. And the guy plays, you know, performs a song in English, performs a song in Spanish. He goes back and forth during the concert. Everything is equally effective. People sing along to all the songs. And he feels very comfortable in both. And I think that's the key to being able to go back and forth in the languages.
Thanks very much for being with us, Ms. Cobo.
You're most welcome.
Leila Cobo is a writer for Billboard magazine. The Latin Grammy Awards will be handed out in Los Angeles tonight.